This is Audible.
And now, part two of Bleak Seasons, written by Glenn Cook and read by Jonathan Davis.
Chapter 51. Of course I got lost. It was inevitable. The future me within me didn't recall anything else, but it did remember that I was going to get lost, then find my way to some place I wasn't trying to go. That much came to me just after I realized that I didn't have a clue how to get back to any familiar part of the palace. I stopped to take stock. At that moment, I had enough near-current memories of other Mergans from other times that I was ready to trust any memory from any time, though it came with no supporting context whatsoever. This memory of getting lost carried flavors of the excitement of unexpected discovery and powerful overtones of pain. An echo told me I didn't want to find my way again. Somewhere, while still stubbornly trying to get out, I came upon a gloomy hallway that seemed to smell of old magic. A few yards away, a shattered door hung precariously upon a single hinge. Discovery beckoned. I went forward unafraid. One look inside told me I had found Smoke's secret library, the place where the only surviving copies of the first several annals had been gathered and sealed away, so there would be no chance we Black Company types would ever chance upon them. I wanted to read them so badly, but I hadn't come to read. I didn't have time to sort the wheat from the chaff of 100 other books. I had to get back to my family. I strove valiantly, but couldn't get there. Head spinning, I tried to retrace my steps. It looked like I would have to wait with Smoke until One Eye or the old man turned up. They could lead me out the easy way and maybe tell me why I didn't want to go, because that part wouldn't come to mind clearly. I got back to Smoke easily with no misturns. I'd begun to suspect that there were spells webbed into that part of the palace, cast so no intruder could find his way around the maze without One Eye's blessing. It might be that all paths led to the same destination, or maybe they all led away if you didn't start out with Smoke to begin. That wouldn't surprise me, though. I had no idea if One Eye had the skill and power to manage it. Nor would it surprise me to find out that he didn't remember casting the spell in the first place, so had made no provision for me to get around it. The deceiver was wiggling when I returned. My steps so soft he didn't sense my presence immediately. He froze when he did. Give that man credit for determination. I settled into the empty chair. I waited. Nobody came. It seemed hours passed, but probably it was just a few long minutes. I got up and tramped around, back and forth. I tormented the strangler some, but that just made me feel bad, too. I covered him up and sat down again. I stared at Smoke. I thought about the Black Company and its tribulations. I remembered what Smoke could do. Why not? Just to kill time? But where to go? What to see? When?